This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
I mean, there's nothing going on. We're all just sitting around in a room in Vegas, you know, avoiding the actual city that we came to.
Yeah, we come to Vegas, the gambling city, and the first thing we do is, we got Flux, we got Small World, why play for money?
We're going to visit all of the cities in the world and stay in a hotel room and drink.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I've been there. Have you seen this? No, I saw the inside of a hotel room.
It sounds like a good plan, but, you know, get out a little bit.
How was Vegas? Oh, it was great. We had 3 bathrooms in the suite.
You see what happens when we actually let out, though. The Canadian starts breaking things, you know. Yeah.
Hey, over a tip jar the first night.
According to the band, the dance I was doing totally worked the price of the jar.
So sarcasm doesn't translate into French.
No, it does not. But they were pretty happy that we were there. They said that we were the best group to actually interact with them in the last month.
Yeah, so big props to Darby O'Gill and the Little People for having us.
It's because we bought them a round of drinks. That's why we're the best.
Yeah, exactly. That's also why they were the best.
and all that money around all the shattered glass on the floor was all ours anyway, so.
Yeah, the barman was really not happy about that the next day.
When Darby himself came out with the broom and started sweeping up, you're like, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, stay away, stay away.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
But hey, if your takeaway of it is that we actually introduced Jay to a Moscow mule, in double digits.
Yeah, well, at this point, yeah, it's heavy double digits at this point.
I would have to back that.
Have they worn off yet?
I am in favor of the Moscow mules as well.
Yes, which is different than the usual beef donkey show.
Yes, it is completely different. Less donkey, more mule.
But can you do the list of what we drank yesterday?
Yesterday I had 6 or 7 Moscow mules after a Bloody Mary, 7 tall Beam and Cokes, a shot of Jameson, and then 3 short Beam and Cokes at the craps table. Well, so at 4 a.m., I was ready for bed.
On my first day here, I was up for 42 hours straight, and I drank for the last 15.
Bragger. Yeah.
You weren't tired at all at the end of that. No.
No, I didn't have to, like, practically carry her back to the hotel. It was good.
So we're at the midpoint now as far as the vacation festivities. We're about to actually go hit the strip for the first time since we've been out here. We've been doing the downtown scene. We're going to get our cosplay on, and no one will notice.
Absolutely.
We will
not
be on the strip with like pyrotechnics flying out of our heads, and no one will bat
an eye. You might have people offering you money.
That's the thing. I want to be paid for photos.
Look at the Bellagio. Hey, there's nerds. Look at the water fountains.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen some of the people out here in front here? I mean, it's like, Keir's been hit on by this guy in a Cupid outfit 3 yeah. separate times.
Let's get the picture right. The guy's in his 50s, maybe 60s, wearing a thong and twerking.
Yeah. Doesn't he have hearts
with over the heart-shaped pasties.
Yeah. He reminds me of the little Cupid guy from, what was that Disney movie with Rapunzel? Tangled. The real drunk Cupid at the Ugly Duckling bar.
Would you guys see the Kiss members that J-Bob got a picture with?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
That's horrific. I don't
that
have
is
enough brain bleach for
the
that.
The Kiss banana hammock tour. Yeah.
How can you not miss those finely tuned buttocks?
But that's one of the things I'll give the Fremont area a lot of credit for is because of the fact that it's a lot of the same freak show sites that you're going to get on the Strip, but it's all concentrated. And in an area where it's all walking traffic, so no cars to dodge or anything, so it's all right there. And you can just spin in a 360 and what the frack am I looking at?
Great people watching.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We should develop some sort of a fringe of society scavenger hunt. I got full frontal nudity from a septuagenarian.
I have
Vegas
no idea
bingo.
What that is.
I got a transformer and a thong.
I wonder how many pockets you can pick at nighttime when that big LCD screen goes.
I thought the same thing when that show starts and 8,000 people's eyes look up and the music starts blaring so you can't hear someone come up behind you.
We can do like the bump and runs. We'll get tons of wallets.
And what kind of pictures or video are they actually taking with their cell phones? I mean, they're not getting the whole
thing.
They're
wearing drunk goggles. They don't know what they've got.
Yeah, that's why they want to save it for tomorrow and watch it again.
I've got like a blurry
they still
streak.
Won't know
what
was
I trying to get?
But no, all around, really solid. We've had a lot of good luck with some of the restaurants we've checked out. The bars, self-explanatory.
They have their
yeah,
own
and it's only Saturday. Yeah.
They have their own version of the Rover. Yeah. The Hennessy.
Yeah.
That took me 12 minutes to find, and since then we've been living there.
Yeah. That's at any point where we couldn't find, we're like, you know, where's the Twit trio? Like, oh, they must be over at the pub.
Where's XYZ, whoever.
Exactly, yeah. When in doubt, you know, converge on Hennessy's.
The nearest Irish place.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
They'll shelter you there. But good turnout. I think everybody's been having a pretty good time. We'll make sure that we have all the collective photos available on various formats and streams.
Check the Gunna Geek Network. We're probably going to have a page for Geekation. You're going to be able to see the photos. We have a video.
Well, some of the photos, not all of them.
Certain ones stay
put. The photos that we want them to be there.
I want copies of the ones you guys don't want to publish for sure.
Beef's got a special folder on his computer for those.
Exactly. It's called the J-Bob and the Kiss and the Thongs folder.
No, that's burned into my mind. I'm so
to say. I don't need to save that one. I can't get rid of it.
It's funny, J-Bob's got a story about that.
All those photos are for sale. $200 a copy.
Well, $200 a copy. We could actually make good money out of that.
Yeah, 200 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, SP, take your shirt off.
Okay, this Vito. Is getting weird.
I would, but then I'd have to take my microphone or my headphones off.
Wait, we've been talking about that for a couple of months on Starlink Tribune. Are you doing the Soundlighter today or tomorrow?
I thought we were doing a pull-up contest between you and me.
Okay.
We need to find a pull-up bar somewhere.
Okay. I can do at least three.
There's a shower rod in one of these rooms. I'm sure that might hold you guys.
There's the railing on the balcony.
They're not Ukrainians on satellite towers, all right?
All right, hell, we can just get you guys to grab onto the hub's shoulders and just, you know, got plenty of clearance there.
Good point.
Oh, and some credit to the plaza, too, for we have not had one knock at the door. Yeah. No. Noise or disruptive nature. So nice job building nice solid walls.
Like a full room of buffer on either side of our party central location.
Yep. So let that be a pro tip for all of you out there who are planning
on the fact that there are like 5,000 people full partying out on the street every night.
Yeah, but I got to say that Nerf war yesterday got pretty epic. I thought that somebody was going to start pounding on the door at some point.
I'm surprised we didn't send any flying out the door.
No, just into the toilet.
I got pistol whipped by J-Bob, I think, with a fucking Nerf gun.
So how many people have taken them to, like, the eye or the mouth so far? Because I know I did.
Oh, yeah.
Not me in the
too.
Face.
The boobs.
Well, wait,
oh, it's in my
that.
Hair.
Yes, it's
well, it's better than aiming your head. Yeah, aim for the chest. Center mass. Sorry, it happens to hit titties.
I have to order new glasses when I get back.
Oh, along with a new set of shoes?
Yeah. Shorts and shirt and socks and yeah.
Everything. Explain that one. I came back with one pink sneaker from Las Vegas.
That's casualties of vacation, though.
He's got to explain to his wife why he's coming home with like two shirts.
It's like,
I just
really
wanted the Mardi Gras beads.
This one smells like Spain and blood. What the hell is going on over here?
The doctor said, keep taking the antivirals. I'll probably be fine.
Sorry, I had to burn half my wardrobe, honey.
There will be burning of the wardrobe. I have a fire pit. It will be used.
But I think at this point, everybody's ready to start vaulting themselves back outside and get some more of these notches in our belt. So
to speak.
Yeah. So to speak, yeah. I need another drink.
Or literally.
Yeah. All right, so for those of you who didn't have a chance to join us, definitely missed, and we'll have to do this again next year.
Agreed.
Check the Gunna Geek Network for more information at gunnageeknetwork.com.
You want to try and get the
address right?
Are you
sure it's gunnageeknetwork.com minus the network? Because actually...
gunnageeknetwork.com.
We own both.
Well, wouldn't you want to type the shorter domain?
Or just go to Google.
Are you the master of your own domains?
No, I'm not.
Oh, GoDaddy. GoDaddy is.
I love how when Kier tries to impersonate Wing, he goes Russian.
With many sacks potatoes here in Vegas.
Well, according to a Texan tattoo artist, I am a...
He's a Ruski.
A Ruski.
He's not French. He's a Ruski.
I don't think of any of the attempted French accents have any of them... actually sounded French.
No.
I
was listening to the last Captain America, and I'm listening to all of them. Like, not French, not French, not French. And all of a sudden, the guy that has an actual name is like, the guy's from Montreal. I am sure of it. Sure enough, he's an MMA fighter from Montreal. That first time they got it right.
Without
you
a
know
French
what?
Accent.
Maybe they were speaking French well, and you just don't.
That's it. You're actually right, Haley.
Is this a Truman Show or something?
We actually got a right.
I'm a pariah in my own country.
I'm moving to Mexico.
Good luck.
They won't make fun of you at all. You, there.
You think we can't understand you? Imagine that.
Una cerveza, por favor.
Beef, answer the phone. They're hitting me with sticks.
No, it would be beef, answer the phone. They're eating me with sticks. Mexico's close to Wisconsin, right? Hurry, pick me up.
Movie time travel, dude. It all takes 15 minutes.
True. Well, this isn't 24, but...
Could be.
Montage me the fuck out of here.
Beefy, beam me up.
All right,
and on
kids.
That note, let's cue the music.
We're going back to drinking.
I don't see.
Bye-bye now.
Deuces.
Ba-da-da.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.